Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Last time we finished our overview of the people and the places that influenced this man Abram, whose name later will be changed to Abraham. We spent time on the people and the places because both are important to the life of Abraham, as we are soon to depart chapter 11 for chapter 12 of this first book of the Bible, Genesis. I do not mean to suggest we are done with these people and places, not at all. I only mean our overview is complete. The stage is now set for Abram to hear from the living God. And just before we get to that exciting moment, we have to do a little detective work and solve, as much as we can, what initially appear as two mysteries this early on in the account God gives us of Abram's life. Do you like mysteries? I have long thought that everyone who loves God must love mystery, because there is much mystery in the Christian life. The Lord works in mysterious ways. There is much we do not understand and try to figure out, but with our limited minds we cannot. These are unsolved mysteries. Perhaps you also read them. Agatha Christie, anyone? Or watch them on the TV, the tablet, or the computer? We like a show the British Broadcasting Company, the BBC, produces called Father Brown. This is loosely based on the series of stories by G.K. Chesterton. Father Brown is a Roman Catholic priest whose inquisitive mind somehow gets him wrapped up in crime scenes and in solving the case before the police, much to the chagrin of Police Inspector Mallory, along with his sidekicks Mrs. Bridget McCarthy and Sid Carter. Father Brown pieces together all the clues and comes up with the solution. We like it because, in the majority, it is clean and innocent. The little village of Kimbleford in the Cotswolds, England, in the 1950s, sure is in good hands with Father Brown on the case. I own the books as well, one of my happier finds in an old English bookstore on one of my many visits to London. These are the Father Brown Mysteries by G.K. Chesterton. If you like a clean mystery, check them out. Solving some mysteries requires math, and that is the case on this first one. As I have said before here on God Is, I do not like math. For even basic calculations, I will often count fingers and even toes, and a calculator is never far away. I'm the guy who takes out the calculator on my phone to figure out the dollar equivalent to a 25% tip at a restaurant. I admit this is sometimes embarrassing, especially since the others at the table can do all the math in their heads. My wife is like a walking calculator, so that helps. Anyway, in my Bible study this week, I needed the calculator. And why would I or anyone else need a calculator for Genesis? That is what I am here to explain. So today, you need to open a side of your brain that you might try and avoid using. We're going to do some calculations. Now, if you love math, if you can do it in your brain as easy as me eating a slice of cold chocolate cake, well then bear with me while I explain. Okay, are you ready? Here we go. I will read four sentences of scripture to begin. Genesis chapter 11, verse 26 says, Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. That was Genesis 11, verse 26, and it clearly says, Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Terah was 70 years old when he became a father. And now let's drop down, still in Genesis 11 to verse 32. I am reading Genesis 11, 32. The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Terah died at 205 years old, Genesis 11, verse 32. Then into the next chapter, Genesis 12, and I will read part of verse 4. Genesis 12, 4. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Here we learn that at the time Abram left the place of Haran, that we talked about last time, Abram was 75 years old. Finally, let me reach all the way over to the New Testament, book of Acts, chapter 7, and read what Stephen said. Friends, I read for you now in Acts chapter 7. Then Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move to this country in which you are now living. What Stephen says is that Abram did not leave Haran until after his father Terah died. That was Acts 7, verse 4. Okay, so those are the texts that present us with a mystery, requiring some math. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 4 says that Abram was 75 when he departed from Haran. And Acts 7, verse 4 says that Abram left Haran after his father died. And Genesis 11, verse 32, says that Terah was 205 years old when he died. On the surface, then, it appears that Terah died at the age of 205, and when he died, his son Abram was the age of 75. That is a difference of 130 years. That means Terah was 130 years old when Abram was born. Using my trusty calculator, I did the math more than once. 205 minus 75 equals 130. However, let me read Genesis 11, verse 26 again. Terah lived 70 years and became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Doesn't that indicate that Terah was 70 years old when Abram was born? Well, if Terah was 70 when Abram was born, then how could Abram be 75 when Terah died at 205? Abram should actually be 130 years old when his dad Terah died at 205. How are we to make sense of this? How do we solve this little math problem? Is there a mistake in the Bible? Does Moses make it? Did Stephen make it? This is a mistake in the work of Bible translation? Well, let me offer some thoughts on this. In a sense, we are all the detectives now, standing around the mystery, trying to figure it out. And certain other detective scholars have already been where we are now, and they offer up four solutions. Each of these possibilities have been suggested by scholars. I like one of them above the others, but I would like to report each to you so you can think about them for yourself. I think we just have time for the first two today. And the first focuses on Stephen. Some propose that when Stephen, in the Acts text, says that Abraham stayed in Haran until his father Terah died, that was because Stephen had accepted a Jewish tradition that was popular in his day. To support this, the well-known Jewish scholar-philosopher Philo of Alexandria recorded the same thing. He said Abraham did not leave Haran until Terah died. This tradition did not take into account the time spans we read in Genesis. So if the tradition Stephen and Philo depended on was wrong, then the potential mystery is wiped out. Abraham left Haran at age 75, and Terah remained in Haran, dying later at 205. A second solution is also found at Acts 7, verse 4. It has been proposed that when Stephen says Abram did not leave Haran until Terah died, that by died, Stephen meant spiritual death. As we will soon see, Terah was involved in the call of God for Abram and his family to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and to go to Canaan. It is very possible that Terah embraced the one true God's call and set out with Abram, but when they got to Haran, Terah kept giving in to the idolatry of Haran. Terah continued to worship the moon god and his consort and would not budge. Terah did not want to continue following the god to Canaan. Instead, he settled for the gods, small g, in Haran. Well, Abram wanted to continue following God's call, and so when Abram saw his dad consumed with living a prosperous, idolatrous lifestyle at Haran, Abram considered Terah dead to him. For Abram, his dad was as good as dead because the idolatry had consumed Terah. So Abram left Haran without Terah. Abram was indeed 75 when he left Haran, and Terah stayed behind at age 145, later dying at Haran at 205. And again, this goes along with the interpretation of Genesis 11, verse 26, that Terah was indeed 70 when Abram was born. Okay, we have to pause here. This is one of these days when our time limit is irritating. But it might be a good thing to give our brains, already inundated with so much information, to give our brains a chance to think about this. Well, what do you think? Do you understand the facts of the case? And what do you think of these first two solutions? Can you think of others? Listen to this again as a podcast from godisministry.org if you want. That's godisministry.org. Check us out on the internet. Just go to the website godisministry.org and listen again. And then come on back tomorrow, detectives. And let's work on the mystery together on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.